On Saturday, March 5th, there were 17 Division I college basketball games played, many for the conference regular season title. A memorable game was Kansas beating Missouri by only 4 points to win the Big 12 title. Also, unranked Iowa beat 6th-ranked Purdue by only 2 points. 4 of the 5 starters for Iowa scored in double digits. 11th-ranked Louisville was beaten by unranked West Virginia by 2 free throws with 0.8 seconds left in the game. An especially exciting game this weekend was the Notre Dame vs. UConn game. Notre Dame's top scorer, Ben Hansborough, fouled out with 21 points with 6 minutes left to play. Then UConn went on a 15-0 run led by junior Kemba Walker. Notre Dame fought back and won the game by 3 points. Player of the Year candidate Jimmer Fredette scored 38 points in a big win over Wyoming. This was a good win coming off of a tough loss to New Mexico, where Jimmer shot only 1-for-9 on 3-pointers and 10-for-26 overall. North Carolina was able to win the ACC regular season championship by beating Duke with a score of 81-67. This was a meaningful win for North Carolina as it was senior night for them. North Carolina will now have the number 1 seed in the ACC tournament, which will take place this week. Soon the NCAA tournament brackets will be out, and it looks like the number 1 seeds will be Ohio State, Duke, Pittsburgh, and Kansas. The last 4 teams predicted to make the tournament are Boston College, Michigan State, Virginia Tech, and Colorado. The first 4 teams out will most likely be Alabama, Georgia, USC, and Missouri. The Big East will likely send 11 teams to the tournament, the most of any conference. My prediction for the NCAA tournament is a Final Four of Duke, Ohio State, Texas, and San Diego State, with Ohio State winning the championship.